This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 15th. God's word for you today is distinction. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. And it says, "It was because an extraordinary spirit, knowledge and insight, the ability to interpret dreams, clarify riddles, and solve complex problems were found in this Daniel." Uniqueness and replaceability are two different things. Understanding these and not biting the bait of "I am indispensable" is the key. Again, I pray that you will not be replaced. No one will take your crown. No one will take your place. No one will do your duty. In the time of your joy, another person will not be sitting in your seat. In the time when your joy is full, another person will not be wearing your crown in the mighty name of Jesus. While uniqueness is one thing, distinction is another thing. You can be unique, but not necessarily distinct. Distinct is used to say that two or more things are noticeably dissimilar in the way we experience them. Distinction has to do with the way we experience them, how we see them, feel them, hear them, and smell them. Two perfumes can be the same make, but their distinction is in how we smell them, their fragrance. Men are unique, women are unique, but among men, one man can be distinct. Similarly, among women, one woman can be distinct. You can be distinct in the way people experience you. You can be distinct in the way that people feel you. In fact, they have coined being distinct as the importance of being branded and being packaged. You can be packaged in a way that your branding sets you apart and your distinction sets you apart. So two things can be unique but not distinct. Two snowflakes can be unique but they are not distinct. If you see the two snowflakes, there is nothing that distinguishes one from the other just by looking at them. For some identical twins, even though they are unique, to many people looking at them, they are not distinct. You cannot distinguish between them. So distinction is something that makes you stand out. It is something that propels you above your peers. And I pray that the spirit of distinction, the spirit of excellence, will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. In whatever you do, the spirit of distinction, the spirit of excellence will rest upon you. While you are not replaceable, your distinction makes your replaceability difficult, while your uniqueness does not necessarily make your possibility difficult. Your distinction makes your replaceability difficult, and your lack of distinction makes your replaceability possible. People sometimes deceive themselves into thinking, "I am the king's kid. I am a child of God." You are unique as a child of God. But the distinction does not necessarily come until you apply and you excel. That is when the distinction comes. I pray that God will give you understanding in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, fill me with your extraordinary spirit, knowledge, and insight, the ability to interpret dreams, clarify riddles, and solve complex problems. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.